This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, let's dive right in. You shared some material with us about recent school safety legislation in Texas.
Yeah.
HB3, right? From the 88th legislature.
That's the one.
So our goal here for you is to really unpack this, cut through the jargon, and get to what it actually requires. We want to explain it clearly, especially if you're, you know, new to this whole topic.
Good sense.
Looking at this stuff, it really seems like they aimed for something. Well, comprehensive is the word they use. It feels broad.
Oh, absolutely. The material really shows that school safety was a huge priority. They're definitely trying to cover a lot of bases with this one, HB3. It's comprehensive for sure.
Got it. Okay, so let's tackle maybe the biggest piece first. What's the absolute core requirement that jumps out from the sources?
The main thing, really, is the requirement for an armed security officer on every school campus.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Every single campus during school hours.
Yep. During regular school hours. It's a mandatory campus level thing, according to the material.
And who can that be? Is it just like police officers?
Well, the material lays out a few options. It can be a commissioned peace officer, yes, or a school marshal. But importantly, it also allows for a school district employee or even a contractor, as long as they're a licensed armed security guard.
Ah, okay. So there's some flexibility there, not just sworn law enforcement.
Exactly. Gives districts more ways to meet the requirement.
That licensed guard option sounds key. What about training for them? Does the material get specific?
It does. It's quite specific. They need active shooter training approved by TEHOL. That's the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. The source mentions things like the 16-hour alert course as an example.
Okay, alert training. Got it.
But there's more. On top of that active shooter training, they also need another 16 hours focused specifically on interacting with students.
Oh, interesting. So tactical and interaction skills, that feels important.
Yeah, it seems aimed at ensuring they can handle the school environment appropriately.
Are there any, like, ways out of this?
Yeah.
Any exceptions mentioned for districts that might really struggle to hire someone?
Yes, the material mentions limited exceptions. For districts with very few students, maybe. Or if a district can prove they made, you know, real good faith efforts, but just couldn't find or afford the personnel.
Okay, so it's not completely rigid, but sounds tough to get an exception.
Right. And even then, they need an alternative plan. And that plan has to be approved by their local school board and the TEA, the Texas Education Agency.
TEA approval needed there, too.
Okay.
So that covers the people side. What about the buildings themselves? Did the sources mention facility requirements?
They did. That's another big part. Districts need to comply with updated safety and security standards for their facilities. This includes doing regular security audits and also implementing what the material calls hardening requirements.
Hardening. What exactly does that mean in practice? Like stronger locks?
Pretty much. Think physical security upgrades. Things like, yeah, reinforced doors, maybe more secure main entrances, stuff designed to make the building physically harder to breach.
And TEA checks up on this too.
Yeah. The material says TEA monitors compliance with these facility standards.
Okay, so personnel covered, facilities covered. The material also seemed to touch on something else pretty significant. Mental health.
Absolutely. That's a key pillar here. The sources state that at least 75% of the instructional staff on each campus, so teachers and others who instruct, need to complete specific mental health training.
75%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's the goal of that training?
Well, the idea described is to help staff identify and support students. Students may be struggling with mental health issues or, you know, potentially showing signs of being a threat.
So it's preventative.
Yeah.
Trying to catch issues early.
Exactly. And that training also has to be evidence-based and approved by TEA. It ties mental wellness support directly into the safety framework.
That makes a lot of sense. Connects the dots. What about when kids change schools? Does this law address sharing information?
It does. Another important piece. The material says that when a student transfers between Texas districts, their disciplinary records and any documented threat assessments have to be sent along.
Ah, so the new school gets that history automatically.
That's the goal. To give the receiving school a fuller picture regarding any potential safety concerns related to that student.
And didn't the material mention a couple other things briefly? Funding, maybe?
Yes, it noted increased state funding as part of this to help districts with these safety initiatives, and also the creation of regional safety review teams to offer support. And while the source did say HB3 tweaked other laws, like the Health and Safety Code, the real core you asked about revolves around those main comprehensive safety bits. The armed people, the buildings, the mental health piece, and the information sharing.
Right. It really is coming at it from multiple angles based on this material.
Yeah.
So just to quickly recap for you listening, HB3, based on what we've seen, mandates armed officers, requires facility upgrades and audits, pushes for widespread mental health training for staff, ensures safety records follow students, and adds funding and support systems.
Exactly. You can see the strategy described here is multi-layered. It's hitting personnel, the physical environment, the internal support systems like mental health awareness, and how information moves.
It definitely sounds like a massive undertaking for schools. Which leads to a final thought based on this material for you to consider. With requirements this detailed and wide-ranging, what do you think are the biggest practical challenges schools across a state as diverse as Texas will actually face trying to get all of this implemented effectively on the ground?